Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Very special contest kicks off today for Thursday, December 14th. Joining us on the phone line with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee from Stratford, it's MJ Thompson. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is, I guess it's that time of year for a very special contest that's going on, that kicks off today. What's happening?
Absolutely. This is Light Up Stratford, and this has been going on for a long time. And it's a contest where all five boroughs in Stratford are judged sometime between today and Sunday. We have several teams of judges that go out and judge each of the wards. And what they will do is they'll be viewing both homes and businesses. And we want to make sure that you have your lights on by 6 p.m. to 10, because that's when the judging takes place each of the four nights. And it's based on creativity, innovation, environmental elements, which is always very important for our committee, and curb appeal. So, you know, we have several sponsors that help us with this, and it's Orr Insurance, Doordale Unique Awards for their sponsorship of the Light Up Stratford contest. But the reality is we want to make sure that everyone's lit up for the next four nights so that our judges get an opportunity to see your creativity and, you know, what you're doing for Christmas and the holiday season.
It is such a fun idea. So it kicks off today, Thursday, December 14th, through to Sunday, December 17th. And should folks get in touch if they sort of are participating or want the judges to sort of drop by their place? Is that the best thing to do, get in touch?
We will contact them. What happens is the judges get together after the event, so they'll make decisions next week, and then they will contact each of the homeowners that are winners in their particular ward.
It sounds great. And I don't know, it seems like there are even more houses lit up for this season. Is that fair to say?
I think you're right. I think that a lot of people have, they're doing more. And I think the availability of the LED lighting, and it uses less energy, so I think people are more willing to put up more lighting and be a little more creative because, you know, they are definitely more environmentally friendly for sure.
And again, it's with Stratford Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. Light Up Stratford contest kicks off today. Here's their email address for more details. It's cbeacstratford@yahoo.ca. And of course, MJ, we should mention certainly Bonnie Henderson, a very big part of this initiative.
Part of our committee, and you can always contact her for if you have any further questions, or you can ask questions on our Facebook page. That's always fine, too, and we'll get back to you within a couple of hours.
Yeah, and it's a great Facebook page. We'll share the details on our social and with MyStratfordNow.com. And, MJ, just before we let you go, we're talking about Light Up Stratford, Christmas and the holidays. How was the pumpkin parade way back when?
You know, it's amazing. Every year we get bigger, and this year I just want to give a heads up to Quinn and his team. For the city of Stratford, we had so many pumpkins this year that the usual vehicle that we have for taking them out to the DeMartin farm, we had way too many. So Quinn had to send his crew in the next morning to pick up the remaining pumpkins to take them away from the square. So, you know, it was a very successful event. It was beautiful. The weather was perfect. I mean, it was cold, but the weather was perfect and the show was beautiful.
And just a great turnout for the pumpkin parade from November 1st. So that was a lot of fun. In the meantime, it's Light Up Stratford contest with Stratford Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee for this weekend. So get in on the fun. Again, details on our socials at MyStratfordNow.com. MJ Thompson with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. MJ, thanks for the details as we light up Stratford this weekend.
And have a great holiday season.